The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
And you're very welcome back to the programme. Thank you very much if you're after joining us as well. Right, our competition today, of course, all this week, it's in association with our friends at McGee's Chemist. It's one for the boys. Today we're giving away 50 millilitres of Christian Dior Savage EDT spray. And of course, the daily winner goes into the draw tomorrow for a hamper worth over €500, courtesy, as I mentioned, of McGee's Chemist in Letterkenny and at www.mcgees.ie. Now, the hamper up for grabs tomorrow contains a Clarence Christmas hamper, a blank canvas 12-piece gold makeup brush set, a large blank canvas purple 3-piece gift set, a Be Perfect muted palette, a Jimmy Choo ladies fragrance, and a 20 by 16 gallery wrapped canvas, so you can have your favourite photo wrapped in canvas and ready to hang on your wall. So we have three daily qualifiers already. We want our fourth today. The daily prize is a 50 milliliter Christian Dior Savage EDT spray. Now, if you want to be with a chance to come on air and answer a simple question, and if it's not simple to you, I will try my best to make sure you win. Wink, wink. All you have to do is send your name, where you're from, and your number to 086 60 25000. Now, you can do that on WhatsApp or you can do it on text. So if you want to come on and answer our question, it's a piece of music that you have to unravel with a Christmas theme, then just send your name, where you're from, and your number right now to 086 60 25000. WhatsApp, text, WhatsApp or text, whichever you prefer. One of you will be selected completely at random to come on air, answer the question, and you will win 50 millilitres Christian Dior Sauvage EDT spray. And then you'll be in the draw tomorrow with a 1 in 5 chance to win that brilliant hamper well worth over €500. Check out mcgees.ie, by the way, for their ideas for Christmas. Let me see. Right, I know which one I'm going to pick today. It's a very famous Christmas song, arguably the most famous. But anyway, later on today, someone is going to get a call if they bought a ticket for our car draw. And everyone who bought a ticket, of course, is in the draw for that car. But also, just as a thank you, as an addition, we are also giving away €1,000 a day. We've got a bit of a rollover going because we had two unanswered calls. It's €3,000 later today. So if you can, have your phone ready, answer the call, and it's as simple as that, you win €3,000. So that's coming up at some stage later on today. Right, so let's get to some comments here before we go to Thursday's bingo numbers. I know a lot of you waiting because it is jackpot day. A caller says, I'm not far right and I'm sick of being called it, but we want our towns and hotels back. The anger amongst ordinary people is rising. The government is changing the culture of this country forever. Allow us the respect of consultation. If it's a busload of young male asylum seekers, then they will likely be Algerian, as that seems to be the normal trend nowadays in Ireland. But there is no war in Algeria, so why are they coming as refugees? We, the Irish people, do feel that we're being replaced by foreign nationals, refugees. Why is our government so keen to implement this EU scheme? Why are they betraying the Irish people? Why will no one answer the question? Why is it all young males? Where are the women and children? We're all made feel guilty about. Great having a meeting after the decision is made. Well, listen, primarily, it seems that obviously if people are coming from Ukraine, it's women and children. If they're international, applicants, then they're most likely to be young men. It's easier for them to travel, we're told. It's harder for older people, for single women or women with children. It's harder for them to travel, so that's why we see young males. That's what we've been told. I'm not a racist, and I see the need to take people fleeing from war into our country, but putting 150 people into a small village like Drumcheeran completely erodes the Irish culture of the area. Our culture and way of life in rural Ireland is what we are renowned for by tourists. Once that's gone, it's lost forever. Distribution of immigrants must be in proportion to the area into which they are being placed. The current government policy will only stir up unrest and play into the hands of those with more ulterior motives. But is there an ulterior policy? Good morning, Greg. Leo Varadkar said if they have consultation with the community, he said, but they aren't asking for permission, so basically they do as they please. And, you know, I've heard Roderick O'Gorman say something very similar to that we have these people coming in. We do have to accommodate them because that's what we signed up for. And that means that they are going to be placed in every corner of the country. That's effectively what he said. There was no apologies in relation to that. Greg, where are all the jobs in rural Ballyshannon for these men? I don't know the answer to that question. Yesterday on RTE News, when discussing the topic of carbon emissions, we should ditch the petrol and diesel cars and buy an EV. The commentator said that the average price of an electric car is now 30 grand. Is this true? Because any cars I've seen are at least 40. Where are these cheap EVs? There aren't cheap EVs. You see them advertised for around about 29, 30 grand. That seems to be the price of a new car, petrol or diesel. So I don't know. I don't know what the story is. It's not something I know enough of to comment, and I generally tend, if I don't feel like I know something, to not say anything. This is an interesting one here, just before the break. My son was on holiday in Gran Canaria last week. His son, who is three, lost his cochlear implant, and that's a hearing aid. It was found at the airport, Las Palmas. Is anyone in the Donegal area that is flying to Gran Canaria able to connect it? The desk is open from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So there's a cochlear implant. It is a hearing aid, effectively. It's been left in Gran Canaria. Anyone out there going over there and coming back, or even over there at the moment, that would be able to pick it up? It's at the desk, which is open from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Or even if anyone knows flight crew who fly to Las Palmas who could get it to Dublin or Belfast and we could collect it from there, any help would be greatly appreciated. That comes in from Geraldine. It's a random one. And listen, maybe we'll hit on someone. Do you know any flight crew that go in and out of Las Palmas? Are you or someone you know over there at the moment? This young child needs, obviously, their hearing aid back, and it's not easily switched out from one to the other, okay? So as I say, it's random. We might get lucky. We might hit on someone, but please, if you can help, get in touch with us, and we will pass your details or put you in contact with that person. We go to the chair of the Falkara Tourism Traders Association, Manus Kelly. Manus, good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg.
You are struggling out there, aren't you? Water off again. What's going on, and what impact is it having on the local community, Manus?
Well, that's what we don't know. We're trying to find out, and we're getting no answers. That said, it was off yesterday morning. Now, it's on in Falkara today, but there's certain areas it's not on. But there's a big effect. We went through this a number of years ago, and it was off for the businesses, and a lot of them just had to close because you can't do tea, coffee, restaurants, pubs. You know, the bars couldn't do, you know, dishwashers and all that type of thing, and it has a massive effect on businesses. Now, thank God today it's back on again in Falkara and Gunnahawk, but on the high areas it's off, and it is affecting people, you know, in domestic houses and that.
And is this a problem that comes and goes, or is this just a one-off recently? I know you referenced an issue some time ago, Manus.
Yes, it was off some time ago, a number of years ago, but they put in a new system in Ardsbeg,
yeah,
in the water treatment area there, and it cost millions. And this is the last thing we expected, and this is the second time it has been off. It was off last month as well, and we're getting no answers from Irish Water. They're not coming back to us, and we just don't know what's happening. And above all times, this time of year, businesses are nervous because when it goes off now, it really has a big effect on them.
Of course it does. This is a really, really important trading time.
It's a very important trading time. It's important any time of the year, but above all times, coming up to Christmas, you know, bars and restaurants and that has a massive effect on them.
All right, Manus.
It's a simple tea and coffee, you know, and petrol stations and all that. It has an effect on them as well.
Yep, for sure. Listen, Manus, thanks for that. We're going to stay with the issue, though. We're going to go to local councillor Michael McClafferty. Good morning to you. As we heard there from Manus, who put it really, really well, Michael, we have some water back in some areas today. What is the story? Are you getting any information as an elected rep as to what's going on?
Morning, Greg. Morning, listeners, Manus. No, I'm getting nothing. I'm getting nothing at all, satisfactory, to be quite honest with you. Nothing, Greg. And this is the problem. Manus is quite right there, what he's saying. It's on today, all right, as I understand, from Kerry Town and got Hawk Town, as he says himself, and that's true. But the higher areas in, anywhere in high ground, then, it's not happening. not happy at all. So they are effectively going into, at this stage, what they were, quarter past 10, they're going into almost 48 hours at this stage, Greg, without any water. This is totally, totally unacceptable. Unacceptable. They're on their second day without water. There's home helps going around there. There's difficult situations. People sick. There's usual stuff going on, domestic stuff, going houses, small kids, so on. Their children going to school can't get no access to water. This is unacceptable. And Irish Water, once again, are not coming out of the, coming forward, not coming out of the shadows, seeing what's going on as such. As Man has referenced, there millions are spent on that plant in Gotahork. And I come back to it again, I'll say it how it is. That plant in Gotahork is not functioning as it is properly, and this is what is causing the problem. For example, the 29th of November, the went off there as well on the 29th of November. Actually, the reason for that happening, Greg, was on the 28th of November, the plant apparently started giving trouble, which was the day beforehand, obviously. So as a result then, on the 29th then, with the plant not functioning properly, people were still able to get a certain amount of water, just free-flowing and so on where it was, and that resulted then in the reservoir then running dry. This is crazy in 2023 that these kind of situations can happen. This is happening now again this morning, or this last 2 days now, and we're second day now without water for many people there. And Manus is right. Everybody's a nervous wreck. I'm a nervous wreck myself because I don't know what the next phone call is going to bring. But while Irish Water are blanking me, they're not acknowledging what me, apart from sending a text message to me there in the last week, which I never got before.
So just to be clear, outside of the area, this seems to be stemming from technical issues at a new plant.
Yes, at a new plant that millions were spent on. If you recall, Greg, you were on this last year too. At the time, it was back around Christmas time, New Year last year as well. The same situation was going on. At that time, there was parts missing for the plant. There was talked in, and was actually apparently was the case. So some of the parts are going to take months and months to get.
I remember now. Yeah, exactly. Okay, I do remember clearly. The lack of communication, though, that you see, I mean, you know, whatever about individuals, people do go out and vote for local representatives like yourself and the rest in the area. And they would expect, and you would expect, to be a link between a service, a public service, really, or at least partly public service like Irish Water, Éisce Éireann, and the general population. It's not really acceptable, I don't think, the lack of apparent lack of communication with the likes of yourself and others who could disseminate that information to the wider population. You know, I think the public deserve answers here, and Irish Water need to explain why they're not providing those answers.
100% right, Craig. And the public elected me and five others in the area to do that actual job representing them. And as we said at the moment, I'm sitting in the second day. I cannot represent the people around the area myself because I'm not getting information to pass on to them. It's not acceptable. I've had many conversations with Irish Water on the phone and so on this last 2 days with this email and so on, and we're just getting nowhere. But the big thing is here as well, you talk about the communication. The problem is as well between Irish Water at the local rep support desk and the local teams here in Donegal. There's a communication there problem as well because back November time it was, yes, I discovered then back in November when I was on to them. They were actually making contact to the engineer on the ground at the time that they couldn't get. The engineer on the ground at the time, Greg, was off and still is off on his own respective business on long-term leave. So the local rep support desk were not notified that the engineer in the Fujairah area at that time is off on his own private business, and he's off for some time on sick leave or whatever the case may be, and he's off, and they're not aware of that. And they're telling me then they can't get the engineer. That's why they couldn't get him. This is how ridiculous it is, and this is where there's clearly a breakdown in communication. I've asked as well since last August for a meeting with Irish Water, what the officials in relation to Fujairah town in particular, Gotahork, in particular there, Killalt and around that area there where it breaks down quite a lot there is problematic as well. Around the glass houses there as well, and Killalt there, ongoing business as well there. But again, the water is hampering things as well.
The thing is,
them.
What I understand about it is, it's just like ahead, please, Michael. I just need to move it on, but I don't want to cut across you. Go ahead.
Sorry, so I started asking for this meeting back in August. I got a call then Tuesday morning, I'm going to talk Tuesday morning from Irish Water rep sport yet, then I still want the meeting to go ahead. Like, the days of Christmas, as requesting for it back in August. The bottom line is, Greg, sorry to hold up things, that Irish Water Management, point blank, are refusing to meet with myself and my five colleagues here, and this is the problem. Mm. We want a face-to-face meeting with themselves, not Zoom, not emails, not others. We want a face-to-face meeting into the room, into Kerry Town, somewhere of their choice, and see what is going on, and particularly see what is going on in this water plant and go to Horton.
The thing that concerns me is that, unless I'm missing something, is that they've announced, you know, they'll announce water bursts, they'll announce low pressure for repair works, but I see no reference to Fallcarra at all on Irish Water's website to suggest that there is no water there. So why not? So why do they announce problems in Ballyshannon, problems in Killybegs? Let's see where else there are issues in the Ballybuffet area. But I don't see any reference to the area that you're talking of, Fallcarra.
No, there isn't.
So why when the water goes out there, why is there no information at all? As I say, they've posted about Bleak, Killybegs, Ballybuffet, other areas in the last 2 days, but nothing about this problem. Why? What's unique about this problem that there's no information at all? Very strange.
Well, what's unique about here, as I was saying to Caroline there before, but to yourself there, the problem is every time that they record a bus pipe or a water outage in Fallcarra, and I say this time as the plant itself is giving the trouble, every time they record a water outage, Craig, that gives reason then, gives more leverage to me, myself then, and my five colleagues then, there'll be Fallcarra, let's make a wired, to push then for more funding. And this is the reason why a rep outside the county from Irish Water told me this. You need to have a stack-up of breakdowns or no water to get pushed up the ladder for the funding. So while Fallcarra has not been mentioned on the website, there's no record of it.
No record, no problem. So in other words, it's not prioritised. Listen, in relation to that, anyone affected by these water outages should be logging an issue or complaint with Irish Water. And then we can sort of, if we got a sense that 20 people had and there was still no record of it, we'd know something's amiss. Okay, Councillor Michael McLafferty, keep us informed, of course. Manus Kelly, thank you very much, both of you indeed, for that. Great young band in studio with us. They are Kirzo. Kieran, help me out here.
Kirzo, yeah.
Kirzo, that's what it said, isn't it?
Yeah, Kirzo, yeah, you okay. Got it, Craig.
Listen, it's good because it's memorable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Once you remember it, you won't forget it. All right.
Yeah,
so we've got Kieran Doyle. You're the singer-songwriter. You're on guitar. Mm-hmm. We have Cahir Doyle on drums. You're never out of the place, Cahir. You're a regular now, as is Kyle. Kyle Warner, lead guitarist. Good morning to you. Thanks very much for joining us. How long have you been playing together, Kyle?
I used to play first with Adam Brady and them.
It was a couple of months ago, yeah. We were on Snugfest, and then we signed up Kyle as well.
Good stuff.
I started playing part of the band.
You found each other, all right. Yeah. We're also in studio with Frankie McGreevy, who's our generation manager with the Donegal Youth Service. And talk to us about how you ended up working with these guys on this project, Frankie.
Well, we ended up working with these guys last year. It might even have been earlier than that, but a year and a half ago. First time I met them was just out of lockdown. And they were on their way to go and see Oasis play, Liam Gallagher in Belfast. And they told me they couldn't play Party in the Park because they had to go watch Liam Gallagher, and I said, well, you can do both. So they ended up playing Party in the Park in the morning, going to see Liam Gallagher in the evening. That was the fades. But Kieran here, he's big brother of Cahir, and then Kyle together. So there's a kind of a mix between the fades and between Kierzo. But last year, Kierzo, this man here, Kieran, wrote an amazing song called Anxiety. And we were like, you know what, that would really work as a project for youth work.
I think we had that live on
you
this
did.
Show as well, yeah.
Yeah. You did. So we work in partnership with the Connecting for Life project, which is a project connected with the HSE, directly related to the National Office for Suicide Protection, so that mental health element. So the idea is that we get that message out that around helping young people deal with their mental health. And it's obviously, when it comes naturally from the voices of young people themselves, it makes it much more powerful.
Well, it's relatable too. It's not insignificant where the message comes from.
Very important.
Of how it lands.
You hear the voices from your peers. So it's a natural partnership between Donegal Youth Service, the Connecting for Life project, and these guys.
Because no matter how it looks, you know, everyone goes through times where things are a bit, you know what. Do you know what I mean? It's just how you cope with them.
Definitely. And these guys get it, you know, and they're the most important element of that partnership that I've been talking about.
Right. So we'll chat a bit more. We're going to be doing two, Kiazoo. So what should we do first? Do you want to do the track we're talking about or something else?
So we're going to start with Stay and Play. Mm-hmm. It's a song about going through a tough time. And about basically the message is that it's okay to talk about your feelings. It's okay to put yourself out there. And again, with the success last year, as Frankie said, with anxiety, Connecting for Life and Donegal Youth Services have asked us again to record a song with them through Paul Mooney Studios.
Right.
So it's a fantastic opportunity and we really appreciate it. And like for me, my music helps me with my mental health and I want to help other people by putting it out there and showing that it's okay to talk about
And as a songwriter, you can just put it down and that's cathartic, isn't it?
It's very therapeutic, actually.
All right, go ahead then. Let's see what you have.
Yeah, so here's Stay and Play. To love someone that doesn't even like themselves. Can you miss someone that you have not even met? Drugs and booze and girls and shoes, hugs come with good and bad news to show that we are never alone. So take me back to that alleyway and help me make the same mistakes. Cause from that pain I have learned. Don't shy away. I'm not a child today. Don't let fear stand in the way. Because I'm here to stay and play. Ooh. Dare to love someone that doesn't even like themselves. Can you miss someone that you have not even met? Drugs and booze and girls and shoes, hugs come with good and bad news to show that we are never alone. So take me back to that alleyway and help me make the same mistakes. Cause from that pain I have learned. I'm not a child today. Don't let fear stand in the way. Because I'm here to stay and play.
Well done, lads. What's that one called again?
That one's called Stay and Play.
Very good. And that is the song that was commissioned, of course, by the Donegal Youth Service and the HSE. You must be delighted with that, Frankie.
Oh, it's absolutely incredible. I love the dynamism of it and the class, natural songwriting style. And of course the backup of the boys, you know, and the single itself has been recorded by Paul Mooney up in Mooney Studios in Remelton, Mini Sounds, it's called. And so, you know, I'd love to send business his way. If any young bands or any bands at all are interested in getting their music recorded, he's first class.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
You'll know all about it. And he records our stuff too, so I know all about it.
Yeah, you know. Really easy to work with. And that song is actually on Spotify and Apple Music and everything now.
Brilliant.
As of today, so it's nice to get on here whenever it's out. And just
yeah, and it's really quite exciting, isn't it, to be part of a creative process and then having it there. It's just there for forevermore then.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 years, you might go, oh, no. But I don't think you will.
Ah,
you
know what I'm on about, it's, but it's
at least it's
that,
there now. Like, it's such an achievement, and to be able to have that access to a global market. And you just never know. You'll end up sort of checking the stats and getting random peaks in South Korea or something.
No, yeah, no,
that's the kind of stuff happens, isn't it?
He was telling me he got paid €25 by Spotify last year, so yeah. He must be one of the only people in the world who's ever been paid by Spotify, so I'm very impressed.
I was watching an interview with Snoop Dogg, and he's had over a billion streams, and he got 40K.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Spotify, the amount of money those boys are making, and you get someone like Snoop, who's on every track, and writing credits on so many tracks, and he got 40,000.
I know
euro.
It is. It's
so
insane,
to get 25 quid.
Here, I would done well.
I really would.
I wouldn't cash it. That would be. I would be putting that in a frame. Maybe it didn't quite come in the post like an old school check, but you know yourself.
That's
right. So we'll get a bonus track out of you. We might as well squeeze another one. What do you want to do, Kieran?
Yeah, so this next song is a song that we've released as well a few months ago. It's called Pierre the Teddy Bear, and it's another song about mental health, about how somebody can look happy like a teddy bear and not always feel that way inside.
Yeah, which is cool, because a lot of artists now, if you've noticed, a lot of male artists, and I'm looking at you, Lewis Capaldi and others, a lot of the conversations to be is about we've split up, but you know, I'm still around, don't forget me. You know, I find it's a bit coercive, a lot of the stuff that's out there too. So
yeah,
anyway,
sure.
That's a bit random, but if you listen to the tracks, Dermot Kennedy stuff, a lot of it is,
it's all
I don't want you to get over me here. I'm still, you know, in the background, which I think is a little bit. But anyway, that's besides the point. Your stuff is far more productive. And you know what? Our mental health is everything anyway. Anything you write about is always sort of interconnected in some way or other, isn't it?
Yeah,
right,
sure.
Okay. So what did you say it's called again?
It's called Pierre the Teddy Bear.
And it's also on Spotify
It's also on Spotify.
All right, Kieran Doyle, Cathair Doyle, Kyle Warner, take it away, lads, when you're ready.
Was as happy as Pierre. He doesn't seem to have a single care. William's all he thinks about, until he drove straight through that roundabout. We all have dark times, we all have blurred lines. It's how you deal with the pain. Pierre the teddy bear looks nice, but be aware he's got a broken heart. 'Cause someone broke his fuse, so please don't get confused. That's where the problems start. Yeah. Pierre is living on the streets. Here, no need for food to eat. As he goes about committing crimes, William is entering his prime. We all have dark times, we all have blurred lines. It's how you deal with pain. Pierre the teddy bear looks nice, but be aware he's got a broken heart. 'Cause someone broke his fuse, so please don't get confused. That's where the problem starts. Pierre the teddy bear, Pierre
Pierre the teddy bear. Pierre the teddy bear. Pierre the teddy bear. Pierre the teddy bear. Pierre the teddy bear.
Excellent stuff. That's very good.
Thank you very much, Greg.
It is very good.
Thank you. Done, guys.
It's a good song. Right. So, the Stay and Play, the song that was commissioned. So, what's the mechanic here, if you know what I mean? It's great that it's there. It's been released and all that. But what are you...
What's the mechanics? Well,
yeah, so is it just to get the message out there?
Yeah.
Somewhere you're pointing people, or what's the crack, Frankie?
Well, we're pointing people towards the Connecting for Life Connect project in general. They're offering out suicide awareness training across the board. So the CEO wanted me to mention that. Also, the Donegal Youth Service itself, our mental health resilience programs that are there. You mentioned I was the Our Generation manager. That project's just finished up, but I'm still a manager in the Donegal Youth Service. And out of the Our Generation project came the Illuminate project, which is also a suite of mental health programs that we're offering to school-aged children and to parents and key contacts. So just to anyone out there listening who maybe has young people who are struggling with their mental health or even themselves as adults, they can get in contact with Donegal Youth Service and we can organise training, and we can organise one-to-one help through our listening ear service.
So just in relation to that, because often what happens is you have someone, you know, maybe listening at home and they've a teenager in the house and they've noticed a change in them, or they're just not connecting the same way. And maybe they have communicated that they're struggling a little bit. Are your services for people like that?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I think that's really valuable, because you can feel so helpless as a parent sometimes, because you want to do everything, but then sometimes you wonder, well, what actually can I do?
Yeah, well, our intervention initially is a listen and ear service.
That's it, yeah.
So it's just being there to hear the stories of the parents initially sometimes, and to build that relationship, and then to hear the stories from the young people directly. And then now, since we've been doing that for 20 years, but in the last 3 years, we have diversified in that we also offer cognitive behavior therapy. So there's 6 trained therapists within the Donegal Youth Service. I'm one of them. And we can offer that 8 to 10 week protocol where we take them through the CBT.
Which is tooling people up to deal with stuff, isn't it? Really, you're
yeah. They have to be their own. You train them up to be their own therapist.
Yeah, to empower.
So
them.
So they have the tools, and after 8 weeks, they head off. And I've just finished off with a client there yesterday, and it's a great feeling. And when they look you in the eye and they say, "Yes, I'll be okay now. I have the tools. Yeah. Thank you." You know.
All right, and Kieran and Cahir and Carl, but Kieran, I'll ask you, the mic's in front of you. In terms of performing and what have you, what are you doing? Anything coming up people can look out for?
Well, we have a gig coming up in the Bridge Inn on the 28th of December. So
where's that?
It's in Dunlow.
Dunlow. Okay, actually, so yes, I know it. It's a good spot then.
Yeah, so it's a band called The Notions that have organised it. Both the Kierzo Band and the Afades are both supporting for The Notions there, and so it'll be a great gig and full of great fun live music all surrounding about mental health and whatnot, and just having fun.
Yeah,
like,
it's great to see places like the Bridge Bar and there are many others supporting it too and giving a platform and a space as well.
Yeah,
we're blessed in that there is some genuinely brilliant talent out there. You use it well amongst them as well. Mm-hmm. All right, listen, it's been lovely having yous in. A strong message. Good to get the info from you as well, Frankie. Mm-hmm. Kierzo.
Kierzo,
I know.
All good.
But it's just one of those things that once I've said it wrong once, that's me.
I completely understand.
Cirrzo, by the way, if you're looking for them on Spotify, let's see if we can get them up to €30.
Yeah, exactly. This time next year we'll be laughing.
Retire then.
It's onwards and upwards.
Petrol money sorted.
Kieran Doyle, thanks very much. Well done. Clearly very talented. As is Cahir, of course, as you know. And Carl, doing lead guitar there as well. That is classed as lead guitar, is it?
I suppose, yeah.
It's all right. Good stuff. All right. Thanks very much. It's not Monday Night Sessions. I'm bluffing here. All right. Listen, thanks. Although they're bluffing as well themselves, let's be honest. And Frankie McGreevy, thank you very much indeed as well. Okay. That is it for now. Back with more after a break. Can you put in a request for Peter O'Toole, Sinead O'Toole, and their son James O'Toole, who are in the car heading to Lapland, excited to meet Santa. Happy Christmas to everyone. Wow, what an experience. I hope you're still within earshot of us. Have a wonderful, safe trip. What an experience. I think it's on lots of people's bucket lists. Excuse me. Hi, Greg. Any chance you could play my generation's version of Last Christmas by Wham, please? We're coming in to play it live with you on the 22nd. We'll leave it with me. I think next week we're going to be introducing a little bit more music to the programme as we ease. Well, I'm trying to convince Caroline that it's Christmas week, isn't it? Next week's Christmas week. We want to chill a bit, don't we? So we'll be switching up the conversations. Obviously, if anything needs to be covered, we'll be covering it, playing a little bit of music and so on and so forth. So, hey, I'm looking forward to the My Generation crew coming in to see us. So leave that with us. Right. The 21st Christmas hamper draw in aid of the Little Blue Heroes is taking place this Friday. Margaret Coyle, who's been doing an amazing job on the raffle, as she does every year, will be in the Letterkenny Shopping Centre today from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. She's in there now. Hopefully you're listening. Margaret, hello. And if you see Margaret, will you tell her that you heard her name mentioned on Highland Radio? She's in there selling tickets between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. I'm sure the wonderful people down at the shopping centre will look after her. There are some fantastic prizes to win while supporting a very good cause. It's the Little Blue Heroes. They do amazing stuff. We know that, don't we? So Margaret calls down there in the Letterkenny Shopping Centre. She's there till 4. Buy a ticket if you can. Tell her we all said hello. Okay, that's good. And I've done that request there as well. Let me see. Great interview with Mary Coughlan. Very well spoken, very clear, and to the point. Thank you. Thank you very much for your feedback on that. It's appreciated. The government says no to farming, no to fishing, no to free speech, no to protesting, no to diesel, petrol, potentially no to cash. Does anyone see a pattern? Welcome to China. I don't know. I don't think it's quite as dire as you make out. But then again, who am I to say? That's your opinion.